You guys, welcome back to Confidence and Coffee. Today, we're going to talk about guarding your time with the Lord, guarding your personal time, why it's important. I'm so happy to have you. I am really, so what I've been doing is I've been sharing the episode on social media, on TikTok and Instagram. I would love for you to also share what you're listening to all over social media. Leave the reviews, leave the ratings. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, they have a little place where you can leave a review. Super helpful. If you would do that, I would greatly appreciate it so much. You guys, today's episode, I could only hope that isn't just relevant, but it's also helpful and valuable. A lot of successful people do this, and it's about guarding your time. So let's go ahead and get right in it. Welcome back to Confidence and Coffee. So what is like the Christian approach of guarding your time? When we dive into the importance of prioritizing our time, our personal space, and our busy lives through that biblical lens. So our world is extremely fast-paced, and everything is extreme, instant validation, get it immediately, get same-day shipping. And so we, living in a fast-paced world, we can actually think that we're creating more space to do more things, but we shouldn't actually be creating space to do nothing, to be able to rest, to be intentional with the time that we do have. As Christians, it's actually, if not more, crucial that we guard our time. And we recognize that setting aside moments for rest, for prayer time, for spending time with the Lord, reflection, rejuvenation is vital to our own growth and our success and where God wants us to be. The Bible actually emphasizes on this, and it says that the importance of rest and solitude. In Genesis 2:2-3, it talks about that even God, when creating the world, and we've all read about it, found the importance of rest after he had done his good work. He rested on the seventh day. A lot of us remember that, after creating the world. Likewise, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray and recharge spiritually. And it talks about this in Luke 5:16. So God, from the beginning of time, created rest, showed us an example, a prime example of how to rest. Jesus, in his time and in his ministry, also rested and showed us the importance of resting. And so when we prioritize our personal time, we're not only taking care of our physical and emotional well-being, but also we're nurturing our relationships with God, our relationship with God. It's about creating space for him to seek us, to speak through us, and renew our spirits. Many Christians struggle, and I've had clients who struggle with this time and trying to protect it from other people or unhealthy relationships or unhealthy family dynamic relationships. I actually have a really struggle with this a lot. And a lot of the reason why they struggle with this is because of the feeling of guilt. They feel guilty for wanting to give themselves space and time to choose whatever they want to do in that time and it not be for someone else. It may feel selfish or neglectful of responsibilities. However, it's essential to recognize that self-care is not selfish. It's necessary for our overall health and effectiveness in serving others. And it's an example. Jesus laid down the example. We are laying down the example of what it means to set time away to be able to rejuvenate and rest and enjoy the things that we have done, to do nothing except celebrate what we've done. It is so vital to our growth and our mental health. It's that the devil wants to keep you busy because of it. He knows the power of resting and rejuvenating because God did it in the beginning of time. If God did it, then obviously this is something that we need to set in our own Christian walks. The best key of doing that is what we call a boundary. Setting a boundary, which is a line, a fence in how someone treats us or how we treat ourselves, there's a line. We need to set a boundary to guarding our personal space effectively. And this might involve saying no, which some of us have a hard time doing as Christians, especially the things that can drain us. It can drain our energy. And saying yes to activities that replenish us by establishing these clear boundaries. We honor both our commitments and our need to foster self-care. We honor who God created us to be. We honor our temple. We honor the thing that God gave us to care for and to protect. And just like a baby or anything of value, we let it rest. We let it recharge if we want to use it again. We also need to do that with our own bodies. Think about that for a second. Are you resting? Are you setting space? Are you protecting your anointing? Are you protecting your purpose? Are you saying no to the things that can sometimes, or to the people that sometimes won't take no for an answer? Even Jesus himself said to Simon Peter, "Get away from me, Satan." Okay, sometimes we have to go to people and we have to be like, "Get away from me, Satan," because your time to rejuvenate is far more important than the work that you do for others, because you can't truly give someone yourself or your love if you have nothing more to give. Remember, it's not about being selfish. It's about having self-respect. How can you do this without feeling guilty? It's essential in having to do that is recognizing habits or maybe making new habits and adjusting them when necessary, because that can also be a boundary of that. This guilt that I'm feeling, I recognize it and I'm going to use it as a warning sign that this is not going to come from a good place. Whatever that decision or that yes may be, if you're feeling guilt, let that be a check in your spirit of, oh, that yes is not going to come from a spiritual place or a peaceful place or a joyful place. It's going to come from a guilty place. And God does not give us guilt. And I would use that. I wouldn't try to get rid of these feelings that we don't like, but use them as boundaries and lines and checkpoints to check in with, oh, that's not good. I recognize that emotion. That's not good. I recognize that feeling. And use those things to benefit the will of God rather than trying to fight against them. Because wanting to feel needed and wanting to feel appreciated, wanting to feel guilty and wanting to feel anger, these are all very natural feelings. And the world or what you've been taught maybe in the past by religion is that we need to overcome those feelings and feelings are bad and we don't need to feel guilt and we don't need to feel these feelings. But actually, we do need to feel those feelings. Those are very natural things for us to feel. God gave us those feelings. And so what we actually need to be doing is using them as checkpoints for what God is warning us about. So if we feel anger, it's good. Okay, I'm angry. What is a boundary or a habit that I can create to allow myself to feel anger and process through that emotion without hurting someone else? That's what you want to put a checkpoint on, is that we don't want to hurt ourselves and we don't want to hurt other people in creating these new times and spaces to feel these emotions. And another reason it's good to feel these emotions is because it can also be opportunities to check in with God, not just ourselves, but meditate, to pray, to read the Word of God. All things essential to deepen that relationship with God and strengthen our faith. These things are good. They're not bad. We just need to learn how to navigate them and how to use them for God's glory and for the benefit of our relationship with the Lord. Psalms 46:10 reminds us to be still and know that I am God. In the busyness of life, we often forget to be still, to be quiet, to quiet our minds, and listen to God's voice. But when we make time for solitude and reflection, we open ourselves up to His guidance and His wisdom. And you have to look at it as we make time for the things that are important. You're important. God is important, and your relationship with Him is vital to who you are. It is vital. So you have to create, you have to navigate guarding your own space to be able to grow into who you were created to be. So what can we do in that personal space? We can read our journal. We can write in our journal. We can read our Bible. We can turn on worship music. We can go for a walk. We can breathe in fresh air and appreciate the Lord, recognizing all of His creation. I would jot down a few things about what that space looks like for you. If that space is doing nothing, if that space is like turning on a show or taking a nap, that's okay too. You can have spaces where you watch Netflix, but you don't have to get rid of that space. Not all of your space needs to be filled with something. You don't have to fill your space with something. You can create spaces to do nothing and let that be a boundary that I'm not going to do anything in this moment. I'm just not. It's in those moments that we hear God the most. It's when we create space for nothing that we can actually hear God tell us something. And so I would challenge you to do that, to find things that you aren't doing, find times where you're not doing anything. And come downstairs. Try to stay off social media. Take social media off your phone if you have the ability, and then only go on it on your computer so you're not getting those notifications or those temptations to get on there. And then lastly, it's really important that you are communicating to people your boundaries, okay? And you're not hesitating or afraid to say, no, thank you. Now's not a good time. Tuesdays aren't the best day for me. Without over-explaining your no. You don't have to justify it. You just have to learn how to communicate it in a very healthy way. So remember that it's okay to prioritize your well-being and your spiritual growth. It's okay. Thanks, you guys, for joining me on Confidence and Coffee about guarding your time and your space. I want us to take a Christ-like approach because He didn't explain where He was going. He didn't tell everybody His business. He just did what He knew that He needed to do for His own vital calling. And I really encourage you, vital calling. And I really encourage you, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast for more discussions on faith and personal growth, living out our Christian values in today's world, being real and true to ourselves, but true to the truth of the gospel. So until next time, remember to guard your personal time, to have your coffee, and to creatively, confidently walk in your calling, because they're all precious gifts from God. I'll see you next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.